This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. A hot one, isn't it?
It has been lately, yes.
Yeah. Did you have a good 4th of July?
I did. How about you?
Yeah, real enjoyable.
Anything special?
You know, we played some golf and enjoyed some fireworks.
Yeah.
Ate some food. We probably had a few cold beverages to keep cool outside,
well, you
too,
because
it was kind of hot out there.
Yes,
but
it was.
You know, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing things we like on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
If you're actually out working in the heat and humidity, you probably like it less.
Yeah.
But when you're out doing things that you enjoy with friends, not so bad.
No.
Not so bad. Did you guys, this is Wyatt's first 4th of July.
It was.
How did he like
yeah.
the fireworks?
Well, it was kind of late for him, so he did seem like he watched kind of, you know, would notice it at least a little bit, but then we were feeding him at the same time and he kind of fell asleep. So, but it looked like he, you know, was at least noticing it and catching his eye and stuff. So, seemed like he kind of like it.
He's kind of like me then.
Yeah.
He kind of doze off. Waiting for the fireworks, he kind of doze off a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of getting to the point where it's just, you know, it's the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's bedtime.
Been a long day,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets to be bedtime.
Yeah.
Hard to sleep through fireworks, though.
Yes. If you're close, it is.
We actually went to the airport, which I don't know that I've ever done before.
I
watched
can't believe
the fireworks
that.
Many times, but from different spots, different hills, different locations and things, but never actually at the airport. It's a lot louder at the airport.
It is, yes, it definitely is.
It's a whole lot louder.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, nice fireworks display sponsored here by the Atlantic JCs. I hope a lot of folks got the opportunity to donate, help them out, to offset mm-hmm. some of the cost of those fireworks. But, there were a lot of them. I know sitting out there at the airport the other night, we could also see the Marnie fireworks off
in
the
distance. Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. You know, I can't remember where I was. I was traveling one year on the interstate, and I got off the interstate, and I can't remember exactly where I was, but it was kind of an interesting spot because you could actually see fireworks in 3 or 4 different communities off in the distance.
Really?
Yeah, you sit on some of those high spots.
Yeah.
And you get some of those small-town fireworks displays. You can kind of see them off in the distance.
Huh.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it would be neat.
I can't remember where it was, what state or what town it was, but I saw highlights the other day. It was really kind of cool on TV. They probably didn't think so at the time, but there was a mistake with the town's fireworks display. You know, their fireworks display was supposed to last about 20 minutes.
Okay.
It lasted 15 seconds.
What?
Because something Uh-oh. Happened and it blew off all of their fireworks. Boom, boom, boom. In a matter of like 15 seconds, they all just... The company that does it... You know, everything's computerized now with fireworks. I mean, most of the decent displays are all computerized. It's not like you have somebody out there anymore lighting fuses
them,
and
yeah.
things. It's all basically computerized. And they blamed it on a computer glitch. But the town's entire... And it was kind of cool looking. I mean, you know what the big finale always looks like when they're blowing a bunch of them up. And that's what it looked like, but way better. Way shorter, way better. But yeah, all of their fireworks, their entire 20-minute display blew off in about 15 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
And it just shot everything up pretty much all boom, 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 boom. But it did look cool.
You have to make sure you're paying attention, I guess, then. Don't get there late.
Yeah, I'm guessing those folks that probably parked and sat for a couple hours waiting.
Weren't too thrilled.
Nah, probably not that thrilled. I mean, it was like, it was cool looking. They're thinking, wow, if this is the way it starts,
imagine
how it's going to finish.
Dark.
That was it. You know, and I'm sure the town wasn't so thrilled about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's yikes. There's a lot of money spent that all went
15 seconds.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much. You know, fireworks are not inexpensive.
Cheap, no.
To put on the decent displays like that, I mean, you know, a $35 shell doesn't get you a whole lot.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
no.
Most of those shells are $35 and more to be able to blow off those different charges and things to have the fun that you do. But yeah, it adds up very quickly. And yikes, when it all goes up like that at once.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was cool.
Those whole 15 seconds.
And boy, did they get a lot of publicity, because I'm sure that showed up on every newscast around the
country.
Well,
they'll always remember it from now on, too, you know.
I know the newscaster was kind of joking, but they gave you the basis of the story, and then they showed you the video. And they came back, and she said, you know, the amazing thing was we didn't have to edit that for television. That was the entire
that
display.
That was the whole uncut
15
version.
15 seconds. That was it. All finished and done with. Pretty cool.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't think that's something they want to do every year.
No.
You'd like
I
to spread
imagine.
It out and enjoy it a little
well,
bit
yeah.
more. But it would have been loud, too, I would think.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody got through it all right. All the loud noises. Sometimes that affects the dogs and cats. They don't like it very much.
Yeah.
But, you know, keep them inside and they'll be fine.
Be okay.
Well, we're through now with the fireworks portion of the year, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll still, in the weeks to come, hear a few at night.
Might be a few strays here and there, perhaps. Yeah. I don't know. But we still have plenty of other things happening around the area, too. So there are plenty of other activities and things going on. We're getting into town festivals and stuff now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, Griswold's having their 130th Soldiers Reunion this weekend mm-hmm. with, you know, lots of neat stuff. And, you know, that's always kind of a different celebration. You know, it comes so close. They always do it the weekend after the 4th of July.
Right.
Which is actually kind of nice. Because that way, you know, if they wanted to have a town 4th of July celebration, then they'd be stepping on others who have been mm-hmm. doing 4th of July celebrations. A lot of these small towns that have them, the Exiras and Avocas and places like that, you know, they've been doing it for a long time. And they kind of depend on people from other communities coming to help celebrate, you know, to help support that. So if more people do it that way. So that's why it's kind of neat with the Soldiers Reunion, because they have their own distinct festival, mm-hmm. but it's right there by the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So it's almost kind of like a 4th of July festival.
Yeah, it is.
And then plus, of course, they have two parades.
Yes.
How many other places? I don't know of anybody else around here who has a weekend celebration that has two parades.
We go all out in Griswold.
They aim to please.
We do, yes.
They aim to please. Well, it should be a lot of fun, and I know you've got some information and stuff, mm-hmm. Too, about what's all is going on this weekend, but they had some stuff going on Saturday or Friday night, and then all throughout the day, Saturday and stuff, things there, too, and I believe there was a breakfast on Sunday morning, too, but there's lots of things happening there, but lots of things coming up in the near future to share with you as well, and I know mm-hmm. you got some of those over there.
Yes. Well, let's see. On Sunday, July 8th, the Vacation Bible School at the First Baptist Church, that's in Cumberland, that starts. That's from July 8th through the 12th, and that is held from 6:30 to 8:30. And it's free for kindergarten through fifth grade. You just have to be entering one of those grades this fall. To sign up or for more information, you can call 712-774-5829. That's the Vacation Bible School at First Baptist Church in Cumberland. And that's July 8th through 12th from 6:30 to 8:30. Then on Tuesday, there's a Red Cross Blood Drive that will be held in Harlan. That's on July 10th from 11:30 to 5:30. And that will be held at the Veterans Memorial Building. It's a Red Cross Blood Drive in Harlan at the Veterans Memorial Building on July 10th. And that is from 11:30 to 5:30. Next Friday, Elkhorn and Kimbleton Citywide Garage Sales. That's held during Crazy Dane Days on July 13th and 14th. Registration fee is just $10, and that includes your items listed for sale on the garage sale information sheets and your location marked on the city map. If you live in the country, no worries about the inclement weather. It's $15 registration fee, and that will include the same plus a 1 8-foot table in the Elkhorn Town Hall. You can get additional tables for $5. You can call Debbie Kopik at 249-7257, and maps will be available at the Danish Windmill, the Elkhorn Country Store, Elkhorn Post Office, the Kimbleton Post Office, Landman's Bank, Shelby County State Bank in Elkhorn. It's the Elkhorn and Kimbleton Citywide Garage Sales. That's during the Crazy Dane Days, July 13th and 14th. The Bar to Barbara will be held on July 13th and 14th in Greenfield. It's a weekend event where friends from all corners, walks of life, reuniting for a common goal, to defeat the disease while honoring Barbara's memory by filling the town with love and laughter and plenty of shenanigans. On July 13th, there is a family fun on the Greenfield Town Square. That's a 5. Bill Riley Talent Show, followed immediately by the Bar to Barbara Talent, that does not choose to compete for a chance to go to State Fair. There's a bounce castle, face painting, food, merchandise, and much more. And all proceeds benefit the Iowa chapter of the Huntington's Disease Society of America. For more information on that, you can call 402-678-2436. Or you can visit the website. It's www.bar2barbara.com. And then continuing on Saturday with that, is a walk, run, or bike ride. That's from Fontenelle Bar and Grill and ends at the New Frontier Bar in Greenfield. Walkers begin at 3, and the runners will begin at 4, and then riders begin at 5. Then there's the Dare Show, which begins immediately following the last runner rider's completion. And then the Dare Show's on the square in Greenfield with a beer garden immediately following. That is from 8 to 2 a.m. with live music at New Frontier Bar. You can email your dares to Barbara@gmail.com. And then upon approval, they'll post it on the website for all to see. They do ask a minimum donation required is $25, and the participant being dared has the right to accept or decline the dare and or demand a higher donation for the dare. Dares have included shaving head, milk baths, men riding bikes in pink tutus, pies thrown in faces, and much more. Over the last 2 years, it's become a gathering of friends from all corners and to help defeat the disease. All proceeds, again, go to the Iowa chapter of the Huntington's Disease Society of America. The Red Cross Blood Drive, that's held in Elkhorn on July 18th. It's from 11:30 to 5:30 to Lutheran Church. You can call Ann White for an appointment, 764-5888. Walk-ins are welcome. It's the Red Cross Blood Drive in Elkhorn, July 18th from 11:30 to 5:30. There's another one in Exira on July 18th. That's at the Exira Community Center, and that is from noon to 6. Appointments there, you can call 913-660-8481. It's Red Cross Blood Drive in Exira, July 18th at the Exira Community Center, and that one is from noon to 6. First Baptist Church in Brayton Vacation Bible School, that will be held July 23rd through the 27th. That's from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is no fee, just need to bring a sack lunch each day. There'll be some games and crafts, music, and learning about God. You can call 712-549-2303 to pre-register, or if you have any questions. It's the First Baptist Church in Brayton Vacation Bible School, July 23rd through 27th, and that's 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Iowa Master Gardener Summer Webinar that's held on July 24th will be from 6:30 to 8:30. It's free to all local residents with an interest in gardening. The 2012 series is titled Garden Goodness and will be hosted by Iowa State University Extension County offices on the fourth Tuesday of the month through August. The Cass County Extension office is the local host site. Each session will provide information about vegetable gardening, but from a variety of perspectives. Linda will talk on the People's Garden Project and working with youth from 6:30 to 7:30, and then Cindy Haynes will discuss edible ornamentals from 7:30 to 8:30. Participants will watch the presentation live from campus, and it's projected onto a large screen. You'll have an opportunity to ask questions and discuss the topic with the presenter. For more information on that, you can call the Cass County Extension Office or stop by the Extension Office in Atlantic. Coming up in August is the Griswold's Old Time Corn Boil. That's on August 4th. It's from 4:30 to 8 in the city park. They're still looking for some nonprofit organizations. If you'd like to set up a booth in the park, you can call Brian Leeming at 402-618-9913. It's Griswold's Old Time Corn Boil, and that's in August. On August 4th from 4:30 to 8 at the city park.
Will there still be corn then?
I sure hope so.
There's sweet corn out already.
There is, and it is delicious. I've had some already. I could not wait for that. You can still register for the Operation T-Bone Fun Run 5K 10K in Audubon. That's the fun run sponsored by the Friendship Home Foundation. It will take place on August 4th at 8 a.m. in the conjunction with the T-Bone celebration. You can get your registration forms or more information on their website, friendshiphome.com, or you can call 712-563-2651.
Lots and lots of stuff. You know, I did mention that there was a breakfast going on in Griswold this weekend. The Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church is holding a breakfast brunch this Sunday, July the 8th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you just can't get yourself enough community stuff going on with all the Soldiers Reunion activities, you can enjoy this.
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy, rolls, fruit, and drink, and they're asking for your free will donation. Again, that's Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold this Sunday, July 8th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for brunch. Biscuits and gravy always sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with some more stuff for you right after you listen to this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back to action once again. You know, the 4th of July might be past, but that doesn't mean fun time is over.
No.
In fact, fun days are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Just have to go to Casey.
There you go.
Yeah, Casey Fun Days coming up next weekend, July 13th and 14th. On Friday night, I got a bag-o tournament. You like to play bags?
I do, and I get pretty competitive.
You do?
With that, yeah, surprisingly.
Are you actually any good at it?
I think so. Oh. So my partner better be if I'm ever going to play it.
Wow.
Yes.
The gauntlet's been tossed down.
You betcha.
You can't even get along with your partner.
Mike does pretty good, so we're usually partners.
Do they? Well, yeah. We did that on the 4th of July, too. We had a couple of bag toss games out, had some fun with that. And I actually threw pretty well.
Yeah?
I had very few. I didn't get a lot, you know, whether they go in the hole or not, that's one thing or another.
Right.
But at the very least, you got to get them on the
platform. On the board,
if you don't get them on the board, you got no chance to do anything. Yeah. And you can, you know, you kind of wear people down just constantly. And that's kind of what I was doing. I got a few in there. And it seemed like they always go in streaks.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do several rotations where I won't get any that drop into the hole. And then all of a sudden, the person I'm playing against on this side, they'll drop one. And then I'll drop one. And then they'll drop one. And then I'll drop one in. And we just keep canceling each other out.
Yep.
Well, it's fun. And a lot of people are playing bag-o or bag toss or whatever you want to call it. But they're having a bag-o tournament on Friday, July 13th as part of Casey Fun Days. That'll be at the fire station, sponsored by the fire department. And then the beer garden and food stand also open up at 6 o'clock that night at the fire station, too. So that's where all the action is on Friday night. Now, Saturday, they got lots of stuff going on in Casey. This is Saturday, July 14th, mind you. They'll have a flag-raising ceremony on Main Street at 8:30 a.m. to kind of start the day. They'll have some awards presented, too. They do their Citizen of the Year. They do a flower barrel contest, and those kinds of things will happen right after that. And they have two parades on Saturday. One is the kids' parade. And that starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then after that, they'll have the Lutheran Women's Bake Sale. There'll be kids' games going on at the downtown area. And then the big parade, as they call it, will happen at 10:30 in the morning with the theme, A Little Bit Country, A Little Bit Rock and Roll.
Nice.
Kind of sounds like Carrie Underwood anymore, doesn't it? Line up the ball field by 9:30 if you want to be in the parade. That's, again, at 10:30 in Casey next Saturday, July 14th. Now, after that, the Methodist Church will offer lunch. There'll be kids' activities, a scavenger hunt that'll go on. There's a sand volleyball tournament. You don't think that sand will stick to you as humid and warm as it's been?
Oh, that'd be awful. Out in that heat, and then you're just sticky and ugh.
Keep your mouth closed when you go down.
Yeah,
you don't want to come up with a mouthful of sand. There's a kids' pedal pull. Nutso the Clown will be making the balloon creations. There's homemade ice cream available, a cakewalk. There'll be kids' water fights. They're going to do a little minute to win it thing at the community building in the afternoon. And then dinner will be served from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, green beans, roll, watermelon wedge, dessert, and drink, all for just $7. That's at the community building. And then after that, at the community building from 7 to 8, they'll have bingo. And then afterward, at 9 o'clock, the dance will be held. K-Top is the band. It's at the fire station, sponsored by the fire department. There'll be face painting. The food stands will be there as well in the big park. So lots of stuff going on for Casey Fun Days. They always have fun with that. They always have a good time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a two-pronged celebration, really, because, you know, you've got Adair, you've got Casey. They share a school district. They really share a lot of things over in that area. You got Casey Fun Days, July 13th and 14th. And then the following weekend, the 20th and 21st, you got Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days in Adair.
Wow.
So you go from one to the other. Yeah, no reason not to have fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
The 57th annual Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days at Adair. Now, on Friday, July the 20th, they got lots of stuff going on. There'll be sidewalk sales through the day. They'll have a junior class. They'll have a bake sale. There's a kids' theater program at the Presbyterian Church. There'll also be an ice cream social there. Adair Fire and Rescue will have a barbecue at 5:30 that Friday night at the fire hall. There'll be fire department water fights. There'll be a concession stand set up by the National Honor Society. There's a chamber kids parade at 6 o'clock on Friday, July 20th. Adair 2012, Change is in the Wind. That is the theme, which makes sense. You get it? Change is in the wind.
All the turbines.
Oh, you got all those wind. Yeah, you got all those windmills over there. All those wind turbines. Yeah, so lots of stuff going on there. Family entertainment will be held after that. There's the chamber baby crawl races, always popular.
Wyatt would beat everybody. He's pretty quick.
Well, you know, if Mike's going to, it's a competitive family. If Mike's going to do the mud bogs in Anita, then yeah. Why can't Wyatt do the baby crawl?
That's true.
It's
That's
a competitive true. Family.
We are.
He is
Wyatt's
crawling.
In fursome. Yes, he is. And is fast.
And fast.
Yeah. And once he sees something he really wants, he shoots off for
so
it.
So he crawls with a purpose.
He does, yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
The baby crawl races. He's only eligible for a short period of time.
I know.
And he won't be crawling anymore.
No, don't say that.
Then he'll just be crawling on your skin.
Oh.
They also have the Chamber Little Miss Jesse James and Little Mr. Gunslinger competition. There's a variety show and then a bag tournament there as well, starting at 8 o'clock at the City Park. So lots of fun. That's Friday, July 20th. Now, that's just part of it. July 21st on Saturday. Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days really goes full bore. There's a fun run and walk in the morning. There'll be a pancake breakfast sponsored by the Lions Club, sidewalk sales. The parade on Saturday begins at 10:30 a.m., and so you can enjoy a lot of those kinds of things there, too. And that's the big parade now. They have the kids' parade on Friday, then the little and the big parade on Saturday. There'll be a barbecue at the fire hall. There's food stands, concessions. Lions Club will have a snack shack set up. There's a sand volleyball tournament continuing. A car show and shine on Main Street. The kids' games and stuff will be held in the park. They'll have a poker run as well. The Gustafsons will provide musical entertainment at the community center. There'll be a senior class pie auction, fire truck rides, senior class spaghetti supper at the community center at 5 o'clock, and then the Adair Fire Department and Adair Chamber Street Dance featuring the Bo Nystrom Band, with the gates opening at 7 o'clock there. So you can celebrate all things Adair with Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days, their 57th annual celebration. That's July 20th and 21st. Adair Chamber of Commerce and plenty of other organizations helping to sponsor that. So a lot of activity going on there. Lots of good stuff. Also, something coming up here not too far down the road I want to throw at you, too. The First United Methodist Church here in Atlantic is hosting its second annual PET 5K run and 1 mile walk. And it'll be held at the Schulberg Quarry Path, which is kind of nice. You've walked. Have you used that yet?
I haven't.
You have not?
No.
Well, you're always got your hands full with Wyatt, so you got an excuse there. But I have. We've walked it. We've biked it. It's fun. It's relaxing. It's water.
Yeah.
You know, it's near a body of water. It surrounds the water. It's nice.
Kind of calming.
Yeah. When the wind is blowing a little bit, you get a little bit of a breeze off the water there. Yeah, it's kind of nice. So, yeah, it's off Buck Creek Road, off of 2nd Street, turn right on Iowa Avenue. It's pretty easy to find. So, here in Atlantic. But that's where they're going to do that. So, it's a nice controlled area. It'll be on Saturday, July 14th. So, it's next weekend. It's a 5K run and then a 1 mile walk. They start at 9 a.m. So, trying to stay out of the heat of the day. The entry fee is $20, and those who pre-register get a T-shirt as well. Now, registration is going to be held the day of the race, too. If you didn't pre-register, 7 o'clock in the morning is when they'll start the registration. Now, PET, it stands for Personal Energy Transportation. It's a three-wheeled wheelchair that's hand-propelled, and it's funded through donors at the local level. They build it with volunteers, and the wheelchairs are then provided to children and adults all over the world who don't have the use of their legs or are legless. The PET International has recently hit their 30,000 milestone, but there are still 20 million people throughout the world who are eligible for these units, and they're all distributed to victims at no cost to them. But to make that possible, each of those units is purchased by donations at about $250 for each unit to make them, buy the materials and things, have them made. So all the proceeds from the First United Methodist Church annual PET 5K run and mile walk will be donated to purchase those units. And their goal is to purchase 15 of them. So they're trying hard to get 15 if they can. Registration forms, you can get those at the First United Methodist Church, the Atlantic Chamber. So they are going to give it a try once again here this year. They were happy with what they did last year, hoping to do more. If you need more information, you can contact the First United Methodist Church or the Chamber of Commerce to find out a little bit more. And if you want to email them, you can. They have an email address. It's PET5K, and that's the number 5. PET, the number 5, K, race, all together. PET5KRace@gmail.com. And you can find out more about that. So if you'd like to know more, there you go. And yeah, hopefully the weather will be nice for him, too. All right. Let's see. We've got a lot of stuff out of the way there. A lot of things going on here. And it's almost school time again.
Oh, you better not say that too loud for the kids to hear.
You know, we're only about... Because they start school again like in the middle of August this year. So I like this time next week, we'll only be about a month away from the beginning of school.
Wow.
Where did summer go?
No kidding.
You know,
June? I mean, what did I do in June?
Exactly. Know? Exactly. Gee, isn't this the year I said I was going to play more golf and I never did?
Yeah. How many times you gone?
Just like last year and the year before that. It just did just never fails. It works that way when you live someplace where you have all four seasons. We like having all four seasons, kind of, but it sure does make you appreciate the nice weather more.
It does.
Well, we got some, you got a couple of birthdays.
I do.
A few birthdays over there.
All right, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Alice Moon. She'll be celebrating her 100th birthday on July 8th. Ron and Carol Moon request a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to 1106 Baldwin Street in Harlan. That's 51537. Alice and her husband Dale owned Moon's Variety Store from 1952 to 1961 in Harlan. So happy birthday to Alice Moon, celebrating her 100th birthday on July 8th. You can send her a card to 1106 Baldwin Street in Harlan, 51537. We have another birthday on July 8th. Happy birthday to Bonnie Littleton of Anita. She's celebrating her 80th birthday. They're going to have an open house for her on July 8th from 1 to 4 at the Legion Hall. Come join them for refreshments and fellowship. Again, that's happy birthday to Bonnie Littleton, celebrating her 80th birthday with an open house, and that's on July 8th from 1 to 4 at the Legion Hall.
Boy, you think life and time has zipped away in a hurry. Just imagine how Alice feels.
Yeah.
At 100, you think, wow, it's a long time. But I'm sure as she looks back, it zipped by
in a hurry.
What
did I do? Yeah.
Yeah, it all zips by so fast. Let's see. Got a few anniversaries here to share with you as well. This one's this weekend. Dick and Dee Sorensen of Irwin are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this Sunday, July the 8th. And they're holding an open house from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Roseman Glendale Shelby Golf Course Clubhouse in rural Harlan. So friends and relatives, of course, are, as always, invited to attend. They own the Irwin Locker for 36 years, and they also manage the Roseman Glendale Shelby County Golf Course for 3 years as well. They still get out and play quite a bit, too. Dick and Dee Sorensen of Irwin, again, their 50th wedding anniversary, and that open house is this Sunday, July 8th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Roseman Glendale Shelby County Golf Course Clubhouse in rural Harlan. Congratulations to the Sorensens on that landmark event. Have a 50th wedding anniversary coming up next weekend as well for Larry and Donna Sheeter. And they will be celebrating with an open house at the Adair Community Center on Sunday, July 15th. That'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. And they love to have a lot of friends and relatives stop on by. So congratulations to them. Again, that open house for the 50th wedding anniversary is coming up on Sunday, July 15th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. So congratulations once again to Larry and Donna Sheeter. And we'll remind you of that one next week as well. Have a 65th anniversary wish going out here as well. This is to Joyce and Kenny Struble. And they sent this card was sent in from their friends, Robert and Bernice Robinson. So congratulations to Joyce and Denny Struble. They'll be celebrating their 65th anniversary on July the 16th. So congratulations to those folks. Nice little landmark event there, too. That's all I have for anniversaries. Babies? No babies this week?
No babies.
Nothing to tell you about this week?
No.
All right. I guess you just have to keep listening to all your friends talk about all the exploits of their miracle babies, huh?
Yep.
Like yours.
Yes.
He's a miracle baby.
Yes, he is.
All babies are miracle babies.
Mm-hmm. He's my precious baby.
There you go. Did you ever get his hair cut?
Yeah, I actually just had another one about 2 weeks ago. So it's kind of his third, four-ish haircut.
Kid looked like Mick Jagger when he was born.
Yeah, he did. Okay. He had a lot of hair.
Not quite that. Not quite that.
Well,
much.
Maybe not that. Yeah,
but he had a lot of hair.
He did.
Seems to be a trend in your family, apparently.
Yeah. My cousin had a baby a couple weeks ago, and her little boy had a lot of dark hair also.
Enjoy it when you're young, because when you get older, it thins out.
Yeah. We'll see how they turn out when they get a little older, I guess.
Well, just look at Daddy, and you'll see what's going to happen, huh? Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Hope you enjoyed your 4th of July. Had a great time, and hope you enjoy the weekend. And maybe the weather will break a little bit, too, and we'll see a little cooler temperature outside.
Hopefully.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.